Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, Kit?
That song always ends so abruptly, and I'm like, oh, wait, we got to go on air. Good God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Anyway, it is 6:23. It's time for sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're feeling kind of thirsty, you're not going to feel kind of thirsty. You're not going to feel thirsty at all because you're all stocked up because of Bud Distributing. They got you, man. They got you.
49ers spoil Beckham's debut. Blowout Rams Monday Night Football last night, dude. Wow.
Blow them out, huh?
Yeah, blow them out. Just like your Jimmy Garoppolo threw two touchdown passes. Jimmy Ward returned one of his first two quarterback interceptions for another score. San Francisco 49ers beat the Los Angeles Rams last night. 31-10, Brock, Monday Night Football for the first home win in more than a year. Niners 4-5, lost 4 or 5 games. We're in danger of falling out of the playoff race before putting together a complete performance against the Rams last night.
Oh.
To craziness. So, yeah, the very beginning of the game was wild. San Francisco got two right off the bat. San Francisco started with the ball. They scored. And then Stafford, dude, like, what happened? Did he throw a pick? He threw a pick, maybe? And then, like, the next drive, there was, like, a fumble or something. And then and San Francisco basically ran it back. It was 14-0 right off the bat.
Damn.
And then, dude, then the Rams come back. And I think they just got a field goal or maybe it was a 3-and-out or something. And San Francisco's goes up 21-0, I believe. It was 21-3, one of the two. But, dude, the whole game, you're just like, wait a second. This is supposed to be a debut for Beckham. Stafford has been on fire. There's no way this is happening. It was happening, though, last night, man. Garoppolo was playing good. So, sorry, I had to get a drink.
I guess I could say something about Garoppolo, but I'll just leave it be. You know where I stand on Garoppolo.
I know. You're just going to bitch about Garoppolo. This guy sucks. You know what I mean, dude? His numbers aren't too bad.
No.
15 for 19, 182 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not crazy stats, but yeah, for Garoppolo.
Oh, Garoppolo.
Yeah. He kind of looks like Moscow to me.
Our buddy.
Doesn't he?
A little bit, yeah, I can see it.
Every time Garoppolo takes his helmet off, I'm like, dude, that's Moscow, I'd
have to see him drunk and dancing to really make the comparison. That's where we're at.
Right. Moscow can swing dance pretty good.
Right? I tell you what, man.
You know? Moving on, dude. This is, I want to end with Pippen. I'm going to end with Scottie Pippen. We're going to bitch about Teddy Bridgewater and DK Metcalf here for a second. Okay. More pro football. Two NFL players getting mocked on social media right now thanks to their antics on Sunday. Dude, this one, hold me back, Brock. Hold me back, dude.
Okay.
This is making me angry. Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is getting crushed because he chose not to tackle Darius Slay. While Slay was running a fumble back for a touchdown. Dude, remember last week me bitching about Teddy Bridgewater? Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, the dude just has a terrible attitude. Goes out on the field, dude. They like did a close-up of him. I'm like, dude, you should not be a quarterback with that attitude. Charisma you're carrying around needs to stop, dude. It was just bad. It's just like, well, how does this guy make it to the NFL? And now this, I saw it last night. They showed it. At halftime, they're showing like this replay. You got to look at this, Brock. You got to watch. Type in Teddy Bridgewater, no tackle, into YouTube real quick. Dude, watch this laziness. Watch this ridiculous. Dude, kick him off the tour, Doug.
Here's the thing. Teddy Bridgewater.
Get him out of there.
I don't blame him because the guy is made of glass, all right? I've never been a big on Teddy Bridgewater. Everyone was just losing their mind.
He's like, terrible.
He's a terrible quarterback. He's been injured for, I don't know, like 4 out of the 6 years he's been in the NFL.
I don't care. If you're in there, you're playing football. Dude, he's my new guy that I just can't stand. Can't stand him.
I'm surprised.
Wait till you watch this replay. Dude, it is so. Remember when Cam Newton didn't tackle that one guy? And it was so ridiculous. They're like, dude, why? Cam Newton fumbled his own ball and just kind of watched it. This is worse.
All right, I'm
dude,
watching.
He, like,
I'm watching. He, like, oh, my up. God. He barely. Yeah.
Dude, he like kind of lunges and like thinks about it. It's like, no, I'm not even going to. No.
Yeah, he probably could at least knocked him off his balance a little bit.
Something. Yeah. Just push him.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Forget Teddy Bridgewater. Get him out of there.
This guy's
trash. I don't
want
to see him next week.
No, I've never been a fan of Bridgewater. He went to the he got drafted by the Vikings. Everyone was all
was he ever good?
No, I mean he obviously was talented enough to get in there, and his first season was pretty solid. Like actually had a very good first season, but then he got hurt. Like he snapped his leg, and he was out for like a year and a half.
Good.
And then he came back, and he wasn't anything. Then he got traded to a different team, and then he just got traded again because
when
he's
you put
just
forth effort like that, you deserve your leg to get snapped. Just saying,
snapped right in half.
Here's the thing: if you're not putting forth effort, that's how you get hurt.
Yeah,
everybody else is flying around.
Yep.
You know, if you're out there lollygagging, you're going to get hurt. So shape up. It pissed me off seeing that. So anyway, just wanted to rant about something.
Very angry.
Teddy Bridgewater. Get out of here, Teddy. That's your name, Teddy. Get out of here. You teddy bear. That's what you are, a teddy bear. All right, moving on. Seattle Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf. This is another ridiculous thing that happened on Sunday. He was ejected from the game against the Packers for fighting, right? Getting a little scuffle there. Getting ejected wasn't the big deal. Dude, the moron, Metcalf, he tried to sneak back into the game by entering the team's huddle. What? Like nobody was going to notice.
Wait a minute.
Here's the thing. Metcalf is a giant dude. He's a big man. Hard to miss. Plus that big number on your jersey. Dude, what are you doing?
One of these things is not like the other. Yeah. I could. He's not an easy guy to miss.
Okay, high school. Even high school, I'm like, yeah, they're still going to know. They're still going to know. Maybe like JV. JV football. You might be able to sneak back in. Just don't tell anybody. I want to be back in. I don't think the ref's kind of drunk. Not the NFL, dude. I don't know what kind of penalty you got for that, but anyway, yeah, you can't sneak it. Have you ever thought about that? You ever thought about like, I wonder if I could sneak into a game like, hey, here's $100, kid. Give me your pads.
Into a high school game?
Yeah, like a high school game or like dude, there's got to be high school teams out there that like sneak their uncle into the game.
Maybe Uncle Rico gets back out there.
Uncle Rico gets back in there for a couple plays. He's like really good.
Here's the thing: is I'd like to think that at
dude with the helmet on, you can't tell. I don't know what the other team's players look like.
Until I get blasted by some young strapping 18-year-old, you know, comes across the line and just breaks my spine because
damn, who's this guy?
Yeah, I think I'm limping off the field.
That's got to have happened in high school history, right? Like some kid had graduated like 4 years ago. He just graduated college. Didn't make it to the NFL, but high school coach is a little sketchy, you know.
Maybe.
He's like, hey, what about this?
Maybe.
What if we just throw a helmet on this guy?
Let's just try it out.
He kind of looks like Terry over here.
Yeah, I don't think it'll work, buddy. I know you are dying to put the pads back on and relive your glory days, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, man.
Nobody would know.
You need to let it. You need to let it die. Okay, it's over. It's over. You're not going to the pros.
I'll shave my boy band beard.
As you know, leave that. That makes you look younger. Be like, oh, like this kid can't even grow a beard. It's he's definitely underage.
See, I think it can happen, dude. I'm telling you. Put me in, coach. There's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
And old high school dreams. We'll be back with more. Stick around.
Rock everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 7:24. Brock Hunter.
Not a chance, Poopy Pants. Plan B is here to save the day.
I don't know what that is, but that's weird. Anyway, we got to get right to it here. It is time for your sports in the 7 a.m. hour.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. A lot of great stuff for the holiday season, too, as well. Mm-hmm. I think Bud has a eggnog seltzer coming out, too.
Dude, Bud's got so many great product. Seriously.
Yeah.
They got everything for every holiday, every occasion, any situation. They got your back.
Check it out. Good, stocked up.
Here we go. 49ers spoil Beckham's debut. Blowout Rams Monday Night Football last night. Jimmy Garoppolo threw two touchdown passes. Hear that, Brock? You love Jimmy, don't you?
Jimmy.
Who do you like? You know what? No. Shut up. You don't like anybody else but Aaron Rodgers and your damn Green Bay Packers.
It's not true.
Do you like any? Who else do you like?
It's true. I like Bart Starr. Brett Favre. I'm a big fan of Brett Favre.
Anybody outside of Green Bay? Do you like any?
No. Nobody.
Jesus, you're the worst. You're the worst kind of fan. You know that?
Bunch of trash.
There's other good players out there. Nah. You should try them out. You should watch them. You know?
They all suck.
All right. You're the best. We're the worst. Yeah, we get it.
You got it. You got to figure it out, buddy boy.
Jimmy Garoppolo, one of the best. You hear that? Better than Aaron Rodgers. Threw two touchdown passes. Jimmy Ward returned one of his first two-quarter interceptions for another score. San Francisco 49ers beat the Los Angeles Rams 31-10 Monday Night Football last night for the first home win in over a year. Niners, 4-5, had lost four or five games, were in danger of falling out of the playoff race before putting together a complete performance against the Rams. We're 7-3. San Francisco also won five straight against Los Angeles. Dude, crazy. Garoppolo last night. Not bad.
Yeah, pretty good.
Not bad, dude. Yeah. You know, it was Beckham's debut, so I think everybody expected Stafford and Beckham to come on, which Stafford definitely did target Beckham right off the bat. Just wasn't working out, dude. They were dropping passes. Stafford was throwing it high. There was nothing with the Rams last night that you were like, ah, that's the team like we're all used to this year. So, dude, it just proves any game, man, you know, you can't just kill it all the time.
Any given Sunday or Monday or Thursday, whatever it may be. Yeah. Whatever,
you know?
Yeah.
Garoppolo finished 15 for 1,982 yards, two TDs. So, Garoppolo, your boy there, your favorite quarterback.
Crushing it.
More pro football. All right, I might get a little angry here, so bear with me. Two NFL players getting mocked on social media these days. Right now, thanks to their antics on Sunday. Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy getting crushed because he chose not to tackle Darius Slay while Slay was running a fumble back for a touchdown. Dude, this is the most ridiculous lack of effort play I've ever seen in my life. Cam Newton did one a few years back where he just didn't dive for the ball after he fumbled it himself. Dude, this is worse. This one was worse. We were ripping on Teddy Bridgewater a few weeks ago because he came out in the field with just a really bad attitude. And they kept doing, like, close-ups to him. And I just kept watching it. And, it, like, every time they showed him, it just made me more and more angry. Like, dude, you got 10 other guys around you depending on you. Like, shape up, bro. Like, I don't care if you got hit the last play a little hard. You're the QB. You should be the first one up. Come on. Dude, if you watch this play and you watch him, watch this guy just blow by him. Doesn't even, like, lunge at him. Or try to push him.
He kind of puts his arms down and, like, does, like, a little shoulder, like, and then he's, no, I'm not going to get in there.
Kick him off the tour. Get him out of here. Yeah. Seriously, dude. It's something you don't even see in JV football.
Yeah.
Not saying JV football is bad, guys.
To be fair, Theodore Bridgewater is made of glass. That guy has been injured more times.
Get him out of there. He shouldn't be in the NFL.
I don't know why he's still getting a shot. He had a decent first season, and then he's been just marred by injuries since then. And people are still taking a chance on him. I don't get it, but what do I know?
Why would you take the new worst quarterback? How's that feel, Teddy? Built like a teddy bear. That's what you. The new worst quarterback. How does that feel? That's what happens when you don't do stuff. When you show that much lack of effort on a play. That's what happens. New worst. There you go. Here's your trophy. All right, more shenanigans. DK Metcalf, wide receiver DK Metcalf, ejected from the game against the Green Bay Packers for fighting. Which was, I kind of like fighting, I don't know. They have it in hockey. Why don't they have it in football?
Punch him in the face! Yeah.
You know, they got helmets on. They're fine. Yeah. Getting ejected wasn't the big deal, though. Metcalf trying to... Come on, DJ. Or DK. Sorry. DK Metcalf. Trying to sneak back into the game by entering his team's huddle. Dude, this isn't a professional league.
Pretty funny.
People are getting paid lots of money. Dude, they got cameras everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Every corner of the stadium is a camera. Can't sneak back into the huddle. It was a pretty big deal, especially considering how big this dude is. Dude, you can't miss DK Metcalf. No.
just going to sneak back in. Nobody's going to know.
I got an idea, guys. I'm just going to. Look, I put on this fake mustache. They're never going to know it's me.
They're never going to know.
Oh, that looks a lot like DK. Oh, he's got a mustache.
That's not him. He's fine. Go, yeah, come on in.
What? Dude, how can you make it in the NFL and, like, legit think, like, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to work.
Never know. Yeah. Got to give it a shot. Blaze. You don't know till you try, Hunter. Don't know till you try. Okay.
What's that? Shaq a fool or whatever? That's going to be like number one right there. All right. Last thing, real quick. This is basketball news. This is great, dude. Scottie Pippen has released a more excerpts from his new memoir, Unguarded. Doesn't hold back his surprising criticism of Michael Jordan, dude. What? Even going as far to suggest that MJ ruined basketball. His selfish style of play was the reason, he argued.
What is going on with Scottie Pippen?
Dude, in quotes, he says, Mike didn't want to pass, didn't want to rebound, defend, the best player. He wanted everything done for him. Pippen also fired perhaps his biggest shot at Jordan by saying, and I quote, LeBron James is the greatest player that has ever seen the court.
Dear God.
Oh, dude.
Dear God.
Dude, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be one of those celebrity, you know.
What is he?
What are they doing? Celebrity boxing matches or whatever? Dude, I'm
just so intrigued by what Scottie Pippen is trying to accomplish.
What
right
is
now.
Going on? Dude, Scottie. Come on, man.
Yeah. Know your place,
dude, you know
trash.
How many times he
know your place, trash.
Around the back, behind the back, laying you up for dunks and setting you up, Scottie.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Scottie's thinking, but hey, we'll figure it out.
Here's another thing, too. You know what sucks about this? It's like, that's one of those, like, legacies, like the whole Bulls franchise in the early 90s. Like, dude, just don't say anything. Just let it be.
Yeah.
We don't want to see too much behind the scenes. It's kind of nice to have that little mystery there. Like, yeah, dude, that was just the greatest thing that has ever happened, ever. Yeah. There was no problems. There was no animosity. It was just the greatest thing. I liked it at that. Come on, Scottie, shut up. So, anyway, there you go. Scottie's pimping is talking trash about Michael Jordan. Teddy Bridgewater sucks.
I like
sports
it.
Sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.